This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 10 Sept 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Currently, the weather across Israel varies. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm afternoon with clear skies. In Jerusalem, it's slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. Haifa is experiencing mild conditions with some cloud cover. A pleasant evening is expected across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, an Israeli airstrike reportedly killed a family of four, including two children, in northern Gaza. The Times of Israel reports that the IDF issued a warning before the attack in Beit Lahia, which targeted a terror operative. Also, hundreds of terrorists, hotels, and schools are part of a nightmare scenario in Eilut. Mariv reports that the IDF completed exercises from Syria and Lebanon to Eilut and the Red Sea to prepare for a multi-front surprise attack earlier this hour. Also this hour, Defense Minister Katz warns that any Iranian attack will lead to unprecedented strikes. According to JNS, Katz promised Tehran would suffer severe damage to its key energy facilities. Separately, former Ambassador Dermer spoke in Los Angeles about Iran's future. Israel Hayom reports that Dermer believes Iran could become a crucial partner after a regime change. And finally, Pakistan warns Iran to control the Houthis as Saudi strikes intensify. I-24 News reports that Iran doesn't control the Houthis, but escalating tensions could affect regional stability. Here's what people are saying online. Dr. Einat Wilf, a former Knesset member, shared thoughts on reality's impact on intellectual traditions, posting earlier today. Open source intel reported Houthi forces capturing Mocha overnight after Saudi and UAE-backed forces withdrew. Rachel Moisel, a commentator, praised a recent achievement, commending it as a significant success, writing this just a short while ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the airstrike in northern Gaza, the Times of Israel explains that the operation targeted a specific terror operative linked to recent attacks. The tragic loss of a family highlights the ongoing humanitarian concerns in these military actions. The region remains tense, with civilians bearing the brunt of the conflict. Turning to the IDF exercises in Eilut, Mariv outlines that these drills simulate a coordinated assault from multiple fronts, showcasing Israel's preparedness. This comes amid rising threats from neighboring territories, underscoring the importance of military readiness in safeguarding national security. Meanwhile, Defense Minister Katz's stern warning to Iran follows new aggression from Tehran. JNS details how Katz's promise of significant retaliation aims to deter further hostilities. The situation leaves the region on edge, with potential for escalated conflict affecting both nations. In a related development, Dermer's comments on Iran's potential post-regime change role offer a diplomatic perspective. Israel Hayom reports that Dermer envisions a transformed Iran contributing positively to regional stability. This suggests a long-term strategic vision for Middle East peace, should such changes occur. Finally, Pakistan's caution to Iran regarding the Houthis reflects growing regional tensions. According to I-24 News, the escalating Saudi-Houthi conflict poses broader implications for Middle East alliances and peace efforts. Such dynamics could affect diplomatic relations and security strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, Elbit Systems is restructuring its U.S. operations to meet growing defense demand. CTEC reports that this move aligns with an expansion of its American business under a new entity, 26 Defense. This indicates strategic positioning amid rising global defense needs. Separately, Dean Marketing and Roasting Company addresses quality issues with its Shakhdia products. Mariv Business reports that they are urging consumers not to use affected items due to unusual smell and texture. The recall highlights the importance of maintaining product standards. And finally, development plans for a Tel Aviv skyscraper face challenges due to land contamination. Globes reports the site, a former military factory, complicates construction of the proposed 340-meter office tower. This poses significant implications for urban development in the city. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.